And welcome back. Yes, I had to take a deep breath. That was an interview and a half. As you always get. Look, there's no other place you get this kind of interviews apart from Borderlines. And thank you all for listening, for staying with us, for continuing to believe in the show, for learning and contributing. I didn't have time to come to your calls, as you see. I actually, you know, there was so much to talk to Michael about. And I promise you, I will have him back for much longer time the next time. Right, so we're taking Borderlines. The border this time is Africa. Yes, Africa. I told you earlier, I said we were going to Senegal. Yes, Senegal. You know, in Nigeria, you people say Senegal. Senegal. Is actually Senegal. There is an L at the end of it. Okay. And my wonderful guest, who is going to be talking to us about Macky Sall, the Senegalese democracy, and this whole nonsense that we seem to get from African leaders. Just when we think they're okay, they're decent, this one's okay, and it comes out of there and it's like, no, I'm not okay. Right? So, Ernesto Hain is my next guest. He's the Chief Marketing Officer of Jumia Senegal. You know that name, don't you? Yes, Jumia. Jumia Senegal, a position he has held since 2021, with a career spanning over a decade. Ernesto is an accomplished marketing professional, but more importantly, he's Senegalese, and he's my guest today. Ernesto, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
It's our pleasure. Thank you for making the time. So tell us, what's going on in Senegal? I mean, our president, I can tell you, our president, who is currently the head of ECOWAS, you know, he's upset. He's not happy. He was supposed to come to Senegal, then he cancelled it. Now they're at ECOWAS having a chat. No one, you know, no doubt they're talking about your current, should I say, lay president, whatever we'll call him, you know. So what's going on? These elections, when were they supposed to happen? Why have they been postponed, I think, twice?
Okay, so this is just an unprecedented situation in Senegal where a president decided single-handedly to push back the elections that was supposed to happen this 25 of February. And just before the beginning of the electoral campaign, he just pushed it back for, he said, a conflict between some institutions, the justice institution and the parliament. But people were just, it was quite a surprise for many Senegalese because we had a very strong democracy compared to many countries in Africa.
Indeed, yes. It was one of the trusted ones.
Yes, exactly. Senegal was just the good neighbor that everybody was pointing out when they were talking about democracy. So it was a very shocking news coming from the president because nobody expected that to happen. But in the same time, we had the feeling that if something like this would happen, it would be the president that would do it. Because
why? That's an interesting statement. Why Macky Sall?
Because these 3 or 4 years were just marked by many attacks to the Senegalese democracy.
Give us some example.
Yes, I just can take the prosecutions of opposition leaders.
Okay.
Like Karim Wade, Khalifa Sall, and now Ousmane Sonko. Mm-hmm. They were bad to run to the different presidential elections in 2019 and now in 2024. So this was just something that was unique in terms of history.
Mm-hmm.
Generally, the electoral process was just smooth in Senegal, even if we could have some tensions, but no political leaders from the oppositions was jailed. So we knew that something was wrong. And yeah, when he said that he would just push back the elections, you could easily understand that people and the civil society and other political parties would not be agree with that decision. So that's still some protest in the countries. leading to three people dying. So yeah, it was just a very
when we look at Senegal, like most African countries, there's a large population of young people.
Yeah.
What are the young people feeling about this election postponement?
Yeah, they are just very disappointed. Yeah, we're disappointed because youth was just was living a very very hard life in this last years. We had the economical crisis that was here. You have to accept that President Sall has done a lot in terms of infrastructure.
But, so he's done well in infrastructure.
In terms of infrastructure.
Okay.
But in terms of bringing economical solutions for youth, yeah, he just failed. So the youth was expecting another president to tackle their problems. Many people are taking boats to go to Spain, in Europe. Others are trying to emigrate in USA. So it was just this election was just an opportunity for them to make their voices heard by politicians. And once they delayed it, you can imagine that they all wanted to protest.
You mentioned that President Sall has done quite well in infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Is there anything else? So when we look at unemployment, how has he done in unemployment? How has he done on the economy? How has he done with regards to women? Mm-hmm. Because Senegalese women are very, very strong. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think one of your former presidents is a female, right?
Yes, former prime minister.
Prime minister, I beg your pardon, is a female.
Yes.
So, you know, Senegalese women don't stand for nonsense.
Yeah.
So what has he done? What kind of, where would you give him a scorecard and what would you score him on?
Yeah, it is just as I said, it was good in terms of infrastructure, roads, and many things that he built, new transportation systems. But when it comes to social and economical advances, he just failed. We can put it like this, because the unemployment rate was higher from 2012 and 2015. It was better. The economy was better.
Okay.
We had a 6.6% gross rate.
Okay. Good.
The economy was good, but after it was not so good. And I think he also make the mistakes to lose many energy fighting politically with his adversary. And I think he lacked focus on leading the country where we should go, and if you just have to give him a score, you can, okay, good on infrastructure, but in the social and economical side, it was not good. And more, Senegalese are very attached to the democratic, and how he dealt with our democracy was just inacceptable.
It's interesting you say something which is so important, and it's endemic in Africa, which is they forget about leadership and they become politicians.
Yeah.
You know, and it would appear when Sall remembered and he was behaving as a leader, he was doing very well. When he defaulted back to being a politician, he began to fail his people. What does your constitution say? So who is the main, or which party is the main opposition, and which party is favored by the young people of Senegal?
Obviously, the most popular party among the youth is PASTEF, which is the party of Ousmane Sonko.
And Ousmane Sonko is around. Is he young? Is he old?
Yeah, he's young.
Roughly 45. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, but right now he's actually in jail. He's actually in jail since I think the month of August or July. I don't know.
So he was imprisoned by Sall.
Yes, exactly, exactly. For many accusations, rape, corruption of youth, but he ended up He ended up being jailed, being convicted for corruption of youth, but he was accused of...
Corruption of the youth?
Yes, exactly.
What does that mean?
I really don't know. I would like to give you an answer. But this is just the same, it's the same thing that people felt. We had the feeling that it was just motivated by political moves. Mm. So yeah, I think he was one of the main favorites of winning the elections. And yeah, it was the thing is you had one thing, you had just traditional parties, mm-hmm. that were very organized and well represented, but when President Macky Sall decided to move and prosecute Khalifa Sall and Karim Watt, he just weakened the traditional parties. So that's how we see the rise of Ousmane Sonko, mm-hmm. Who had a more radical speech in discourse, and people and young people in Senegal just love the way he just challenged the president, mm. And it's a clash ended up on Ousmane Sonko being in jail. There was many people killed during protests in June, last June, I think 30 people, and in March 2021 as well, 14 people were killed during protests when Ousmane Sonko was arrested for the rape charge.
Senegal is the only West African country that has never experienced a coup. Do you think President Sall wants a coup? Is he working with the army? Could he be working with the military?
It's hard to say because he is so unpredictable as a leader. But if you follow what is happening actually, yesterday the Constitutional Council issued a statement ruling out his decision to postpone the election, and today just two hours ago, he just issued another statement saying that he accepts the Constitutional.
Whoa, that's brilliant!
Yeah. So we can be optimistic.
So when is the next election then?
No date yet.
Right.
But he said in his statement that he will organize it. He will discuss with his partner to see when he was organized. So we can be optimistic about the organization of the next election before the end of his term, which is set in April.
Yeah. In Nigeria, we have INEC, which is the Independent National Electoral Commission, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
I believe you have the same.
Yes, we have.
Right. In Nigeria, Nigerians don't trust our INEC. Do Senegalese trust their INEC?
I think we are in the same boat. We are in the same boat. We have those organizations are some trust issue, like in Senegal. And if you follow the process, the electoral process, processes that came along, some candidates were bad by the same organization. So yeah, it is. We must do better in terms of
So do you trust? Do the people of Senegal trust that? Okay, when Sall announces the date for the elections and the actual, because Sall cannot contest anymore, can he? He can't.
No,
he's done the two terms, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes,
so yeah, is there a candidate from his party?
Yeah, he's got one. And The funniest thing about...
Don't tell me it's his son.
it's not his son.
Phew.
But it is his prime minister.
Oh.
But the thing is, the reason they put to delay the election, mm. is just his candidate was accused of attempt to corrupt the constitutional court judge, two constitutional court judges, and guess what? It was a claim from a PDS, which is an opposition party, the son of ex-president Abdoulaye Wade, Karim Wade.
Mm-hmm.
When the accusations went out, everybody realized that the deputy from Macky Sall's party was helping the PDS deputies.
Mm-hmm.
To make a case to delay the elections. So they were basically working against their own candidate. And so this is just what happened. That's why the situation was very ridiculous, because people were saying, okay, how you can accuse your own candidate of corruption and he's still prime minister?
Yeah, exactly. Corruption and bad governance are two of the diseases that plague Africa, across Africa, the whole continent, in particular West Africa, in particular all the countries within ECOWAS. What are your thoughts on ECOWAS right now? The strength of ECOWAS, or whether ECOWAS is worth it as a body or not anymore?
I think if you ask this question, many Africans will just ask you that ECOWAS is just inefficient as an organization when it comes to respecting democracy or pushing democratic agenda, because we all seen how they reacted very, very, very energetically when we had coups in some countries. But when coups are made by presidents, this is another story.
It is another story.
Yes, another story.
Yeah.
Yes. In the case of Senegal, when Macky Sall delayed the election, they just issued a first statement that was very soft in terms of denunciating what was happening. So when people started to criticize, that's where they issued another one, asking President Macky Sall to organize the election. But this is just an example of why people don't trust ECOWAS anymore. And that's very regrettable, because it's a very interesting organization. If you travel, if you go, you know, in East Africa, they all say, okay, you got that nice buddy. She's an organization, ECOWAS, same currency.
Interesting.
Yes, you are.
But we don't have the same currency.
No, you don't have the same currency, but
this passport.
Yes, this passport. If I'm traveling in Nigeria, I don't need visa. So yeah. it's some good things in ECOWAS. I think we need to keep ECOWAS and strengthen ECOWAS. But when it comes to politics, This is an whole other story, another picture.
And that's the thing, because it is the politics that's letting us down. It's the politics that's also letting down the people. I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yeah? Yes.
What are your thoughts? Because the current leader of ECOWAS is the Nigerian president. Don't worry, they won't deport you. They can't. They can't deport you. You're ECOWAS, right?
Yeah.
They can't deport you. So is the president of Nigeria, President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, is the current president of ECOWAS?
Yeah.
Do you think ECOWAS can become stronger under him, given what we've seen so far?
I think yes, because Nigeria is a very big power economically, politically. So if the president is at the head of ECOWAS, it can be something very very interesting. But yeah, the challenges are as well how he will stay firm in terms of ruling, in terms of guiding the organization, and the most important, the independence of the organization, because there was in the past suspicions of being influenced by foreign power.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the time to show that ECOWAS is an organization that is very
ECOWAS can stand alone.
Yes, can stand alone. We don't need foreign powers to rule and get solutions that we need.
One of the things that Macky Sall did, if we just go back to Macky Sall, is that for somebody who claims to be a Democrat, he shut down the internet.
Yeah.
Right? Now, I ask that because there's also a discussion for some in Nigeria for some sort of regulation. They call it regulation. I call it censorship. Young people call it something much worse in Nigeria about the internet. How did that shutting down of the internet affect Senegalese, especially young Senegalese? How did it affect them mentally and emotionally?
Yeah, it was very bad. It was as well shocking because internet is very very big. I think we have one of the biggest internet penetration in West Africa. I think we stand around 60% penetration.
Excellent.
Yes, compared to Nigeria, 55.
Mm.
So
I know you beat us. Mm.
so internet is very very big. Many businesses are running through internet.
Mm.
So it was just a shock for women when people realize that you can just wake up and see the authorities cutting off internet without giving much more information. They did it twice, and the last time the syndicate of telco companies started now to protest. They issued
good.
A statement saying that it's no longer possible to cut off internet because people are paying for the service, so they need to have the service. And so this is some things that that people are fed up, and this is not a good.
How many days? How long was it shut down for?
Yeah, they shut it down for the first day of for the first time four days in a row.
Wow.
Yes, four.
That's
days.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot. And this time they cut it 2 days. So it was just very bad for businesses and for also people.
Yeah. Okay, even though Senegal, obviously, as we said, it is one of the most, or if not the most, celebrated democracy in West Africa. Where's the checks and balances in your democracy? Because we don't seem to have a lot in Nigeria when it comes to that. So perhaps we can learn from you.
Very, very, very interesting questions. Very relevant. Senegal is built around a certain sort of consensus, because since the first president, Leopold Sédar Senghor, who is a Catholic in a country made of more than 90% Muslim, people voted for him because there was this idea of a nation.
Yes.
Not ethnicity
or religion,
because he built that from the start. So people are just, Senegalese are very open to democratic value.
Right.
And since the night, because in Senegal we started voting in the 80s. Can you remember in the 80s? Because some Senegalese cities were part of France.
Mm.
So people have used to vote since very long. So democratic value are very important. And what was happening is we have a very strong civil society. This is one of the things that works well in Senegal.
Right.
Civil society is very big. Mm-hmm. We had a good press, but right now we start criticizing the press because one of the foundations of democracy that President Sall attacked is the press.
Right.
Now the press is less
critical.
Less imbalanced than in the past.
Right.
Because during President White terms, they were more critical against him. But right now it's changing. So people are very attached to democracy. They really want democracy. There was a barometer in Senegal during his the first terms of President Macky Sall, where you have more than 8% people who believed in democratic values.
Excellent.
And the same barometer that an organization held in the last few years.
Yes.
Less than 50% Senegalese believe that democracy is in good shape actually
because of what's happened with Sal.
Yes, exactly.
Right. So when they did a poll, 80% believed that Senegalese democracy was strong and in good shape. Now, less than 50%.
Yes.
Wow, wow, wow.
So we see the erosion and
shift. Of course, a huge erosion.
Huge erosion.
Yeah. Which is why the sooner these elections take place, the better. Ernesto, I'm about to close with you because the lines, I know that they've been telling me they need to call. Yes, people, you can call 0700-993-993-993-0201-465-7190. Ernest, let me answer some calls. I've had 2-3 guests today, so I don't know who they're going to be calling about, but let's see the best we can do. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good evening,
Okpe.
Yeah, Titi Lokpe, not Okpe.
Oh, sorry, Titi Lokpe.
Number one, last year, Macky Sall attempted extending his term by trying to change the constitution. He failed, and I guess our president, former president Jonathan, went there. Other ECOWAS leaders persuaded him not to, and he allowed that. Even if the election has gone on, he's still not